Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
We have been chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We all have many cares and anxieties. Life is very difficult. Especially in Kuwait, life is difficult, it seems. It's a difficult place to be. But when we chant the name of Krishna, we can forget all these anxieties. And even though we are in this material world since time immemorial, we are a long way from Krishna, but we immediately feel transported to the spiritual platform by chanting the names of Krishna. This is the ideal spiritual process. Simply to chant the names of Krishna. There are many names of Krishna. How many names of Krishna are there? I've been going through this Vishnu Sahasranama. So there are at least 1,000 names. Actually, there are unlimited names. Practically, all the traditional names in India, the male names, they can directly or indirectly be understood to be names of Krishna. Just like very common name, Suresh. Suresh is the name of Krishna, Lord of the demigods. Rajesh, the name of Krishna. Sanjay, name of Krishna. All names directly. Rajiv, very common name, means lotus. So the lotus is considered very beautiful. It takes its beauty from the beauty of Krishna. So Krishna's one name is Rajiv Lochan. His eyes are beautiful like a lotus. So there are many names of Krishna. If we have to remember them all, it's quite difficult because Krishna is unlimited and we have limited capacity. Our intelligence is not very much, especially in Kali Yoga. Now, all the names of Krishna are complete in the name Krishna. When we say Krishna, we mean Hari, Narayana, Govinda, Gopinath, Gopal, Madana Mohan, Radharaman, Gopijanda Vallabha, Kunjabihari, Shyamasunda, Rajiv, Suresh, Rajesh, all the names are included because Krishna means all attractive. And by chanting the names of Krishna, especially in a group together, Sankirtan, Bahubhaya Militva Yat Kirtanam Iti Sankirtanam. When many people come together for kirtan, that kirtan is called Sankirtan. So we can immediately experience Krishna's mercy raining down on us. We chant, we sing, we raise our hands. We raise our hands like this means we're calling out to Krishna. Just like Draupadi, there's the famous story how the rascal Dushasan wanted to disrobe her and was pulling at her sari. So she was holding on with one hand and calling out to Krishna. But then she had no recourse, but she just let go and both hands, Govinda! Govinda! And immediately Govinda responded by manifesting as unlimited cloth, and Dushasana became defeated. How could he become defeated? Such a powerful warrior who could himself fight and kill so many. Therefore he's called Dushasana. Not very difficult to subdue. Only eventually Bhima subdued him. And what hope does Draupadi, being a woman, abala, not very strong, what hope does she have to protect herself? But she called Govinda, and Govinda with her arms raised, and Govinda immediately responded to her pure prayer. So Srila Prabhupada taught us that we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra in what mood? In the mood of a baby calling for the mother. The baby calls for the mother. The baby is not a great Vedic scholar. The baby has not studied science to understand how the child is formed in the womb and the embryo develops and comes out and all these things. The baby has not studied psychology. Baby doesn't study anything, but the baby just knows that I am in distress and my mother has to protect me. There's no hope. Doesn't know anything else except the mother and is completely dependent. So in the same way, we have to call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in a mood of complete helplessness. Actually, we are helpless. The baby is more advanced than us. When we're a baby, we know we're helpless. When we get older, we think we know something and we can look after ourselves. So we're more ignorant. We're born in ignorance and we become more ignorant as we get older. Because at least when we're a baby, we don't have developed ignorance. We don't have the sense of thinking that I know what I am doing. The baby knows no one but the mother. But as we grow up, we think, yes, now I can look after myself. I'm very intelligent. I know what I'm doing. And we become full of ahankar, the sense that I am doing. But a devotee simply depends on Krishna. So this chanting of Hare Krishna, this should be conducted in a mood of complete surrender to Krishna. That is Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita, sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. We should give up all other thoughts and simply surrender to Krishna. Actually, that is a very advanced stage. This Krishna taught to Arjuna at the end of Bhagavad Gita. After teaching Arjuna about karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti, about the demigods, about the three modes of material nature, about how we transmigrate from body to body, different statuses of life, only after teaching so many things, the nature of the material energy, the nature of the spiritual energy, only after teaching so many things did Krishna give his final instruction to surrender to Krishna. So this is a very advanced level, but we can immediately come to that level and even further by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Is there something further then surrendering to Krishna? Yes. Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita is the ultimate instruction to all conditioned souls within the material world. So by following that instruction of Krishna, mame kam sharanam braja, sarvadhaman pratyaja, mame kam sharanam braja, aham tvang sarva papebhyo moksha yishami nasucha. By following this instruction of Krishna to fully surrender to him, we become liberated from all sinful reactions. we get moksha. How can we get moksha? By surrendering to Krishna. Everyone can achieve moksha. So that is the instruction, how we can get liberated from this world. But then there is further instruction for those who are liberated. Beyond simply being liberated, there is the stage of service to Krishna in transcendental love. That is the state of Krishna Prema. So this Hare Krishna mantra, by chanting, we get liberation from the material world, and more than that, we attain service at the lotus feet of Krishna. Please don't play with this now. Krishna mantra hoite hobe, shangshar mocham. By chanting this Krishna mantra, we get liberated from material existence. And Krishna nama hoite pabe Krishna charam. And by going on chanting the name of Krishna, then we attain to the lotus, we get service to Krishna. Service to Krishna can only properly be executed in the liberated stage. So Krishna mantra. In the beginning we chant Hare Krishna, knowing this to be the Maha Mantra. There are many mantras in the Vedic literature. Mantra means that which delivers the mind. The mind is the cause of our bondage in this material world, and the mind is also the cause of liberation. As long as the mind is thinking of anything but Krishna, for instance, if our mind is attracted to look at the charming little girl who's running around here, then we won't be able to listen very carefully to what's being said, and we'll lose the opportunity. So the mind is like that, always wandering here and there in this material world. And a mantra is that which delivers us from material existence. So the Hare Krishna mantra, that is called the Maha Mantra, the greatest of all mantras. So, in other words, it is the best mantra for delivering us from material existence. So, in the beginning, we may chant the names of Krishna, the Maha Mantra, thinking that by doing so, I will be delivered from material existence. And that is the effect. So, we consider the name of Krishna to be a mantra. Name of Krishna, Maha Mantra, yes, that is mantra. But by chanting and chanting, when our actual feelings of love for Krishna develop, that should happen, that Hari, what is that? Krishna nama maha mantra, eto shabhav, je jape ta Krishna upajai bhav. It is the nature of the name of Krishna that by chanting it, one's feelings for Krishna develop. So in the beginning we may take the chanting of Hare Krishna to be some means, some process, a sadhana for our spiritual advancement. But as by chanting and chanting, so then we consider this is a mantra. It's something which helps me. But then as we become more and more advanced in understanding, or actually not even advanced in understanding, but really our feeling for Krishna develops, then we call out to Krishna, the person. We realize that this Maha Mantra is not simply a tool for me to utilize to become spiritually liberated, but our affection for Krishna develops. And then we call out the name of Krishna, just like we call the name of our very dear friend. So, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we get liberated from material existence. As long as we consider it a mantra, then we can go up to liberation. When our actual feelings for Krishna develop, then we actually attain directly to the service of Krishna. So, you can all chant Hare Krishna regularly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Namacharya. He is Krishna himself and he is the teacher of the holy name. He has given this designation, Namacharya, to Haridas Thakur. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself is the Namacharya. And anyone and everyone who chants the holy name of Krishna and distributes that to others, they're all Namacharya. But particularly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that designation to Haridas Thakur. So we can all come together regularly and chant the holy names of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant. His chanting is described in the authorized biographies as Prema Sankirtan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant, then the ocean of prema would flood the hearts of everyone who participated. Udanda Kirtan, it's also described as a very tumultuous kirtan. Sometimes people are surprised. How can this be religious, they think? Religious means it should be very respectful, worshipful. That's true. Oops, I had a simultaneous coughing. Kakatalianya. Was it coincidence or what is the cause of that? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan, when one's feelings for Krishna rise up more and more and more, then the kirtan, where does that come from? What is required for kirtan? What is required? Tongue? Yes. Lips? Then lungs? So where does the kirtan come from? From the lungs? From the throat? From the tongue? From the lips? What is the answer? Where does the kirtan come from? It comes from the heart. You can have tongue, lips, very strong voice. But if one has no heart for Krishna, he will not want to sing. So when the heart is overflowing, bursting, then one will chant and dance very loudly. And people will think, this is crazy. And we will not care. That is a sign of advancement. Actually, that is not to be imitated. For one, jata anurago, that is evangrata sapriyanama kirtya jata anurago chitta dutta uchay asatyati rodati nrityati unmadavam gayati lokabhaya. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam was taught to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had a guru. Just to teach us. We all should have a guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his youth, he was a great scholar. Later, he went to Ishwarapuri. He met Ishwarapuri, his guru in Gaya. And he took Diksha from Ishwarapuri. Today, four devotees have accepted Diksha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is Bhagawan, he also accepted Diksha, initiation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar. So he expected after initiation means that one should, is initiated into a certain sampradaya, and one should study, usually one should study Vedanta. It's a great talk, very deep philosophy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from his guru about studying Vedanta. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru told him, Murka tumi tomar nahik Vedanta dika. Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru taught him that you are a great fool. You are not fit for studying Vedanta. You simply chant the Hare Krishna mantra. That is the essence of everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most qualified. He's Krishna himself. But just to show us that simply by our mental bamboozlery, we cannot understand. Ishwara Puri told him, don't even think about studying Vedanta. Just chant the Hare Krishna mantra. That is the essence of everything. So then he taught this, Krishna mantra hoite habe shamshamo chan Krishna nam hoite pabe Krishna charan. Nam bina kali kale nahi aradharma. In the age of Kali, there is no other dharma but chanting the name of Krishna. So in this way he gave various instructions. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went away and chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. And later he came back to Ishwara Puri and said, Kiba mantra jala gosai, kiba tarabal, japite chapite mantra, hoilam pagal. He said, he came back and said, what kind of a mantra have you given me? You see, we usually chant a mantra and that helps to make the mind very steady and we get free from all kinds of illusion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that by chanting the mantra you've given me, I got just the opposite effect. I became crazy. I became wild. I became mad. Ishwara Puri said, very good. Very good. Very nice. This is the actual result of chanting Hare Krishna. That one should become wild, crazy. And then he taught this verse, Evangrata Sapriyanama Kirta. Jatanuraga druta chitta uchai hasatyati roditi nrityati gayati unmadava nrityati lokabhayaha. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, which it is stated that one who has taken the vow to chant the names of Krishna, which are very dear to him, whose feelings for Krishna have developed by chanting the holy names, then he, with a softened heart, chants very loudly. You see, he may chant loudly and you may think, well, this is something almost very violent. But no, it's not like that. It comes when the heart is very soft, then the voice becomes very loud, calling out to Krishna. Then the devotee laughs, cries, dances, sings, and doesn't care for others. So it becomes as if mad. So Ishwara Puri taught to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nacho gao bhakta sange kara sankirtan. Krishna nama upadeshi tara sarvajan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that you go on with this singing and dancing in the association of devotees. Teach the name of Krishna to others. And in this way, deliver everyone. So, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are all introduced to this Hare Krishna mantra. Please go on chanting. You can all come together. I suggest at least once a week you have together loud singing and dancing. Oh yeah, okay. Go on. I think you have to get some better mridangas and some more kartals because we need a little more volume. There are a few rules also you should learn. Just like one person sings, others follow. Not that it's all together. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's system.